You might. I know this happens to me frequently. Find yourself, of course, I have to do it. I'm hovering near the radio, drawn into a great discussion. But we've had so many of them. Remember that conversation we had about Pearl Harbor, the 70th anniversary, Stonehenge, when we had the primary archaeologist from the UK who made the incredible discovery. Day after day, we have these phenomenal guests. And you need to get somewhere, but you find that the discussion with those people and others is very interesting. Because that's happened to you, make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just 2 minutes of your time. Please just give us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or you pledge online, we'll keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organization.
Your gift will turn into the stories and all the programs that keep you connected to the world. Please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. In just a moment, we'll be talking to Abdur Chowdhury and Kathleen Dolan about the latest political headlines and economic news, including the payroll tax, whether or not Europe is in a depression, are we in a depression? Discussions like this are possible because of your financial support, and we have all kinds of conversations, as you know. Please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as this year ends, it's a great time to think about what's important and to back up your values with action. Because WPR is important to you, make a gift now. You'll feel great when you do it, and you'll be entered to win an iPad.
All right.
I just got one
of those. The pictures are beautiful. I'm loving that iPad.
And I am jealous of your iPad. So please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is a very short pledge drive. It's just 1 day, so you can't procrastinate. Pledge now to support your news, talk, entertainment programs, and be entered to win an iPad. Make that pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we hear that Wisconsin Public Radio listeners become Wisconsin Public Radio contributors for various reasons. One of the main reasons, though, is that they want to make a difference. Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is one way to make a difference and help your local community.
Your pledge today not only pays for the programs that you listen to, it also gives other people in your neighborhood the chance to discover WPR, and that happens all the time. Please make that difference. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
With our hourly goal of 150 pledges, we have 145 pledges to go. 5 done already. So we need to stay on track this hour. Your pledge pays for the programs you rely on, and it makes One Day Tuesday a success. Please make your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your tax-deductible year-end gift helps us pay for the programs, and it gets you entered in an iPad drawing, which is pretty cool. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And how are we doing here? Well, where are we, Chrissy?
We're still at 5. Okay. 5 pledges, so 145 to go for the hour. And I can't win that iPad, so someone else out there needs to. So please donate.
Donate now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you, Chrissy. We have a couple guests with us as we take a look at some very large topics the rest of this hour. The state of the economy, and our guest this hour has a unique world perspective and political discussion, as well as this political presidential season has really begun with the Iowa caucuses just a couple weeks away, with the president really starting his campaign. So we have two guests with us. Dr. Abdur Chowdhury, as I said, just returned to Marquette from Switzerland, where he was the chief economist of the United Nations Economic Commission in Europe. He served as the director of the Master of Science and Applied Economics program at Marquette, and he is now chair of the department. He has taught all over the world in Thailand. He was a visiting professor with Johns Hopkins University, and he specializes in finding out what's going on in the world's economy, which is an important discussion right now. Professor Chowdhury, thank you once again for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for having me on your program.
Yeah, great pleasure. I want to cite Paul Krugman's article yesterday in the New York Times because it was fairly dramatic. He said that it's time to start calling the current situation what it is, a depression, not a full replay of the Great Depression, but that's cold comfort. Unemployment in both America and Europe remains disastrously high. Leaders and institutions are increasingly discredited, and democratic values are under siege. Would you call it a depression?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go that far. It's not a depression right now, but we do have very serious problems, not only in the U.S., but also globally. But I wouldn't go as far as calling it a depression.
Mm-hmm. The problem with unemployment is really thorny, and we keep talking about it on show after show after show. We don't seem to be making much progress here in the United States. I wonder what the situation is in Europe and why it is so hard for us to be able to create jobs.
If I take the U.S. first, I think the main thing that is preventing us from creating jobs is the lack of confidence, the uncertainty in the economy. We see both uncertainty at the consumer level, also at the business level. And because of this uncertainty, we don't see much investment going on. For example, if you take business firms, they do have a lot of cash in hand, but the cash is on the sidelines. They're not investing that cash. The reason is uncertainty, obviously. You know, they're not sure what's going to happen, for example, health costs, to different type of taxes, the political uncertainty because of the upcoming elections next year. And this is playing into their decision-making process. So they're not investing. As a result, jobs are not being created. On the other hand, we also see the consumers a little bit hesitant about, you know, spending money in the economy or participating in various type of economic activities. However, having said that, I do need to point out that in the last month or so, we have seen some change, especially on the consumer side. We have seen more consumer activity in the market. We have seen some improvement in consumer sentiment. So as a result, I think the fourth quarter performance of the U.S. economy would be much better than what many people had anticipated.
Well, it seems to me when you describe why it is that businesses are holding on to that cash, that we're in a kind of a catch-22 situation here. If they did free some of that cash, wouldn't there be more confidence in the economy, thus more jobs, thus less uncertainty?
Yes, obviously. If they use some of that cash, for example, just to give an example, about $1 trillion U.S. dollars are kept outside the U.S. by U.S. companies. They're not repatriating that money. So that's just one example of how much cash there is outside. So obviously, if this, some of this cash is invested, it will create a virtuous circle where you will have more jobs created, which will reduce uncertainty both on consumer and business part.
Mm-hmm. The stimulus money, the president was saying in an interview this week that he thought it was a good thing to give stimulus money, but probably not enough money. What do you think about that? Is it time, not that this would ever happen in the current session of Congress, where virtually nothing is happening, but would it make sense and would it be good for the economy to do another stimulus?
At this point, I don't think we are going to see another stimulus because of the political deadlock that you just mentioned. I don't think we need another stimulus right at this time. What we already have in the pipeline, that I think can be used to sort of stimulate the economy a little bit. So I don't see the need for another stimulus right now.
Professor Abdur Chaudhry is our guest, and we're talking about the economy. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Chrissy Peace is also joining me. We will go to phone calls as we continue our conversation. The number is 800-486-8655 for you to join our conversation. You do help make this program possible when you make a pledge of support today. We're also in the middle of our One Day Tuesday.
And One Day Tuesday means this membership drive is only one day long. That means more talk, less fundraising, but it only works when you give. Right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for
135 more pledges.
In the next
45 minutes
to meet this hour's goal. And these hourly goals are important to make sure that we end One Day Tuesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is really all it takes. Give to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all of the issues. Think about all of the issues that we've heard on the Ideas Network in the past year. We do political news like nobody's business all the time, our All Things Political program every Monday. We've done a lot of art shows recently, the drawings of the Impressionists at the Art Museum, a whole show on Judy Garland. Now, I know some of you may not like her, but a lot of you love her. And where do you get a chance to sing along to Meet Me in St. Louis? I mean, not very many places, right? Well, all of the conversations, and there are so many of them, were possible because of listener support. Please make your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And do it for all that you have learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Giving really couldn't be easier, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We really just need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
You can save time and money and use a credit card if you can. Or better yet, sign up for this automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the Ideas Network connects you with experts. How many times can you just pick up the phone and talk to the editor of a magazine, a politician, the author of a book? Well, gosh, we do it every day, Kathleen, don't we? And we give you the opportunity to call in and talk to them, too. So the Ideas Network brings these experts right to you. And to help make it possible, give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And everyone who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for an iPad. You could be the lucky winner. My mom won every contest she ever entered. She really did. I've told that story before. I'll probably tell it again. If you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Although you don't have to pledge to participate, to enter without donating, send a postcard with your name, address, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. All postcards received by December 21st will also be entered in the drawing. But to enter the drawing, send a postcard or how about make a pledge? WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You can listen to WPR every day for years, and you will never get a bill. We don't count how many minutes you listen. We don't put a meter on your radio.
Instead, we use the honor system. We count on you to voluntarily make a pledge to pay for the listening you do.
And remember, you decide how much WPR is worth to you, whether it's a dollar or two a week or a dollar a day. You decide, and then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about this. You value WPR, you like a one-day pledge drive, and you love the idea of entering an iPad drawing. So give now, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
Pass the hat, pay the cover, buy a ticket. There are many ways to say it, and the request is the same. Pay for what you use and what you enjoy, and do that right now for Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledging is easy. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And what's the price, you ask? How about whatever you decide? A dollar a week? A dollar a day? You choose when you donate now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many pledges to stay on track?
We've got 21, so we need 129.
Okay, let's get it rolling. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A one-day pledge drive is a risk, but we know that you are up to the challenge. We continue our conversation on the economy with Professor Abdur Chowdhury, and we have a full bank of phone lines. Thanks, everybody, for staying with us. It's an important topic. Let's start our calls with Benita in Green Bay. Hi, Benita.
Hi. Deal with all these people in America and Europe out of work looking for jobs. Well, as workers, we have to be consumers in order to survive. So we should use our ability as consumers to band together. That's the only way we're going to get out of this mess, is to protect the consumers of the world so that the corporations cannot play the consumer or the workers of one country against the workers of another. We don't want workers in any country being mistreated, having rotten wages, having rotten working conditions, having a bad environment. So as consumers, we have to get knowledge of what's going on in other countries and do our buying.
Professor Chowdhury, what about that issue? Buy your products where the workers are paid decently.
Yes, obviously the consumers have to increase their demand. And in the U.S., we have seen that happen. If you look at the last couple month or so, we have seen an increase in consumer spending. And that's the reason I said that for the fourth quarter of this year, we do expect to see some increased economic activity, which means higher growth in the U.S. economy. But as far as the unemployment rate is concerned, as I mentioned earlier, unless there is more business investment coming in, I don't see any increase in the level of employment.
We go to Phil next in Hebron, Illinois. Hi, Phil.
Good morning. I have a quick question for the professor. I'm in an industry. I own a small business that's directly in correlation to the housing construction business and housing starts. And I have a fellow who I do business with for a long time, and he said, I believe he's connected to the financial industry. At least that's where he got his financing. He used to work in finance. And he said to me, we need you to hang on, Phil. You're a very important supplier to us, but I have to tell you, tighten down the screws. He told me this 2 years ago. You have to survive till 2014. That's when it'll be better, 2014. And I tell you, as every day passes, I think this fellow may be a genius. So I want to know your opinion.
I don't want to give a timeline like 2014, but yes, it is true that in the housing industry, we do expect another year or two of a slow growth. I don't expect the housing industry to worsen any farther than where we are right now, but it will take some time for the housing industry to turn around. And one of the main problems in the housing industry is the number of foreclosures. There is a huge supply of foreclosed homes. Unless we clear those foreclosed homes, you won't see a turnaround in the housing industry or an increase in housing prices. And that will take some time.
And we go to Ray in Stevens Point next. Hi, Ray.
Hi. Professor Chowdhury, you were arguing that we should have no more stimulus now. When Wall Street needed stimulus, they got it. When the banks were going broke, they got their help. When corporations needed to be bailed out, they got bailed out. We sit here with the workers sitting at 8.7% unemployment officially. If you look at underemployed and those who have discouraged and given up, we're probably looking at 15 or 16% unemployment. Why should one of the reasons the Occupy movement resonates with people is this sense that if workers are sitting with 18% unemployment, no big deal, but when corporations and big money needs their bailout, they get it.
Okay. This is basically what I was trying to say. Realistically, I don't expect the Congress to approve another stimulus for the next election. Now, so we have to work with what we have at this point. There is already, Federal Reserve Bank is already trying to ease their policy through Operation Twist or the QE1, QE2. There's a significant amount of cash that is sort of flowing around. If we can properly utilize and invest that cash, that would provide an incentive to the economy. So in that sense, I don't think what we already have, the stimulus money that is floating around, if we can invest that properly, that should help to bring down the unemployment rate and provide jobs to the huge number of unemployed workforce that we have right now.
Professor Chowdhury, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for making time for us this morning. Happy holidays to you. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Chrissy Pease is joining me in our Milwaukee studios on the Ideas Network. You, of course, hear about topics big, and it doesn't get much bigger than the economy right now and unemployment, and small, although that's in the ear of the beholder. Nothing's real small. It's why you listen because of the variety of topics, and it's why you contribute. And your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial because today is One Day Tuesday.
And with your gift today, Wisconsin Public Radio can meet the goal of an entire pledge drive in just one day. Give now, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for another, what, Chrissy?
121 Ooh. Pledges in the next, half hour plus.
All right, well, we need to get rolling. You told us that you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising, and we can only do that if you step up to the plate and do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let's see if you can answer this question. How many times have you been listening to the Ideas Network and you heard something that stopped you in your tracks? Something that was really interesting. We strive every day for programs that open your eyes and engage your brains, programs that affect your life. This kind of radio happens only with your financial support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is very easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time.
A dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year. And all year long, you'll benefit from this program and all the WPR programs you love. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can.
WPR is probably a preset in your home or your car. It's probably in your home and your car. And maybe it's even a preset in more than one room in your home. You listen to WPR a lot. And it's time to become a contributing member. Please.
Help pay for the station you use on a regular basis. Make the switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's the end of the year, of course, and it's a great time to think about how much value you've received from WPR all year long. Think about it and then make your tax-deductible gift for all that you have enjoyed. Give as generously as you can, please, and be entered to win an iPad at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising, and we're sure making it happen. This year-end membership drive is just one day long. Don't know how to make it shorter than that, guys. So support the WPR programs you love and the audacity of a one-day drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We really don't expect any one or 100 listeners to carry the cost of this program. In fact, we're glad that the bulk of our budget comes from thousands of listeners like you.
It makes for a more stable organization, and it lets us know that thousands of people appreciate the programs they get from Wisconsin Public Radio. So join them, become a member. You decide the amount, then pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge any amount today and you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad. Find out the details and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when we ask for your pledge, we're only looking to break even. The support we ask for is just the amount we actually need. There is no profit involved. So rest assured that your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is an integral part to keeping WPR on the air, and nothing more than that.
There's no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. That's why getting
120.
All right, more pledges this hour is so important. And we're asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Give any amount that is comfortable for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I love this comment from Barbara in Kaukauna. I've learned more about such a wide variety of topics by listening to Wisconsin Public Radio over the years than any other source. I love my public radio, she says. And if you feel that same way, is Wisconsin Public Radio your public radio? Help us out, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Professor Kathleen Dolan is joining us now. We're doing the economy and politics this hour of the program. Two frequent issues that we've talked about for certainly for the year 2011. She is in the College of Letters and Science, Department of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. She teaches Intro to American Government and Politics, Intro to Political Science Research, Women in Politics, Scope and Methods of Political Science, and she is with us for the remainder of the show, and we'll be welcoming phone calls as well. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Our email address, let's just do the phone calls because of all that's going on today. Professor Kathleen Dolan, hello. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Well, here we are smack dab in the middle of another presidential election year. Time goes by, doesn't it?
Thank goodness it's back.
Did you miss it?
Well, you know, I always tell my students this is like my Super Bowl, you know, because this is what I study, what I do, what I love. And so the whole lead up, you know, the next year will be sort of nothing but fun for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love it, too. I just love it. And I remember so vividly 4 years ago we were at the Iowa caucuses when we saw firsthand Barack Obama, his ascent, his surprise victory there.
Right.
And I'm wondering what we may see from the Republicans in Iowa. Do you think that this Newt Gingrich thing is going to go all the way?
Well, you know, I can't say that I do, and I think that anybody who says they know what's going to happen in this race is really crazy. You know, this has been such a crazy ride. You know, one of the things about Gingrich is if you look at all of the sort of mini boomlets we've had for the non-Romney candidates, Michelle Bachmann and then Rick Perry and on, you know, Gingrich is peaking at the right time, you know, where he's peaking at the end in the period when people are actually going to start voting. So, you know, Michelle Bachmann has had her moment. Rick Perry feels and seems like he's had his moment. You know, people have come and gone in this race as the sort of, you know, front-running alternative. And Newt may luck out in a way by being the last one standing, you know, to really go into the voting against Mitt Romney. So Iowa's going to be fascinating this
time. Mm-hmm. I still think we were speaking yesterday with David Winston, who helped put together the contract with America and is a very good friend of Newt's, and seemed to downplay the problems that he had with ethics in the House and fines that he had to pay, and also the marriages that he's had. It seems to me as though both of those are still going to be problematic. And I understand that recently he signed this: he will be faithful to his wife, wife number three.
Yeah, you know, I think I wouldn't be surprised for somebody, you know, who's sort of a Gingrich surrogate to be downplaying some of those things. I think probably the biggest positive for Gingrich in terms of his baggage is that most of it is already known. now, there could be something about which we don't know yet, and we'll see if he continues to have legs in the campaign. But given his long life in American politics, we do know a lot of his downsides. I would probably agree with you that I think there is a lot of baggage there, and there are lots of issues that will give people pause. When I say that those things are known, of course, I am referring to, you know, geeks like you and me and listeners.
You know, I love being called a geek.
Well,
thank you.
You know, listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio, we all know these things, but
right. The
American public doesn't remember him necessarily, doesn't know him.
That's
so
true.
There will be a process of sort of introducing him to the public, and for lots of people, all of these things will be new. So I think that the Gingrich camp does have to worry about those sorts of things because, you know, some of them, quite frankly, are not terribly positive. But you do get the sense that the Gingrich campaign is probably going to be in part about a theme of redemption, because it seems to me that that's how he's trying to sell himself in Iowa, particularly to the social conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am, you know, a man with flaws. Yes, I have strayed off the path of perfection. But look at me. I've, you know, turned my life around. I've, you know, redeemed myself. And for a lot of people, that is a sort of compelling narrative.
Yeah.
So there probably will be a thread of that, and he probably will, you know, try to do some of the glass houses, throwing stones, you know, where am I today narrative to, to sort of spinning his story.
I was struck, and I'd like for you to get behind this number, by the CBS poll released on Sunday showing that 54% of the American public did not believe that President Obama deserved re-election. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's an accurate poll, and what is making him a president people are losing faith in?
Well, I think the thing that we always have to remember about polls is that they are a snapshot of the day on which they were taken. They are not, you know, trend-oriented. I mean, we can take polls and we can put them all together and stack them up and look at trends over time. But what that poll tells us is what people were feeling on that particular day. And it really says very little about where people will be with regard to their feelings about the president 11 months from now. So I tend to be one, you know, I consume polls, you know, as much as the next person, but I tend to be one who reads them and just sort of dismisses them. You know, there was a poll yesterday, I'll return to your point about President Obama, but there was a poll yesterday that said that Republican voters now see Gingrich as more electable than Romney. Now, you know, you could make an argument that that's insanity, but that's where they are today because they're swept up in the appeal of the Gingrich campaign, which seems kind of fresh right now.
Mm-hmm.
So with regard to the president, you know, the president is in a difficult position because he's been in office long enough now that sort of blaming the economic situation on the Bush administration and on the downturn is more difficult. You know, he's having to take ownership of where the country is right now. You may have seen or heard from his 60 Minutes interview the other day that part of his narrative is going to be that we are where we are because the Republicans refuse to work with him.
Right.
You know, which may or may not have validity. I'm not suggesting, you know, that his theme is without merit. But, you know, he knows that he's in a place where he is going to be increasingly seen as somebody responsible for the state of the economy.
Yes, exactly. Let's
whether
pause
presidents
for,
you know, should be considered responsible is a whole separate set of questions. But, you know, he's 3 years in now, and this
right.
is
I want to talk about what may or may not happen the next year in terms of any kind of governing. It's not looking promising. We'll continue our conversation with Professor Kathleen Dolan and welcome your phone calls as well. Our number for on-air participation is 800-486-8655. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Chrissy Peace with me in our downtown Milwaukee studios. Today is One Day Tuesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a quick one-day drive, and we're asking for your support. Your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions do make up more than one-third of our budget.
And you can make One Day Tuesday a success with your gift right now. $50, $100. Every gift now, no matter the amount, makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And another, how many pledges?
105.
Okay, to meet the goal. And we have
25 minutes.
All right, Chrissy, you're on top of this. I can't do it. I can't do the math thing. We're asking you to meet this ambitious goal to help pay for the programs by making your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Whether it's 3-minute news updates or 60-minute talk shows like this one, you hear about the topics that affect your life, and you hear about them here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners like you help pay for the quality of the programs you hear every day. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving just takes 2 minutes of your time. You tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you would like to pay. You can consider using your credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and it puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much, take those 2 minutes right now, and you can go to WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
Hi, it's Nina Totenberg from NPR News. So, dear listeners, you're sitting in your car, or you're in the shower, or you're putting your makeup on or shaving in the morning, and you're listening to me plead for money, and you're thinking, I'll get to it, or, I got other things and I don't need to do that, and I'll get around to it. Well, let me just tell you, you'll feel a lot better when you've done it. So I'm laying the guilt on you, folks. We could disappear without your support. We need you to go pick up the phone walk over to the computer, go to your app on whatever kind of iPhone, X phone, P phone you've got. Make your contribution now and don't stall around.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Chrissy Pease. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50, maybe it's $100, $500, whatever amount you choose is the right amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you listen to WPR on your way to work, on your way home every day, an hour or two every weekend, think about this. You're listening more than 700 hours a year.
That's a lot of hours. That's a heck of a lot of hours. 700 hours a year. Well, that's a good use of your time. It really is. And today, if you've never given before, we're asking you to consider a first-time gift of $5 a month. $5 a month for hundreds of hours of listening. That makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you will find anywhere. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You name it, you've heard about it on the Ideas Network and here on the Kathleen Dunn Show. Science, we did the Mars rover. Current events, every Monday we do all things political. Finances, this morning talked with Professor Chaudhry. And history, we had that great Pearl Harbor show last week. Your calls were just phenomenal. And it's a really valuable service, a service worth supporting. So make your contribution of $50 or $100, whatever amount you choose, to support the Ideas Network programs you enjoy. This is your chance to make the programs possible. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This, of course, is just a one-day pledge drive. This is it. And that's why getting... I ask you to fill in the blank. Fill in the blank, Chrissy.
104, please.
More pledges this hour is so important. We're asking you, it's today only, to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Give any amount that's comfortable for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Start a tradition and make a gift to the station you've enjoyed in 2011 and that you'll rely on in 2012. Gosh, 2012 is so close.
My.
Your donation to WPR is tax deductible and it helps keep this great resource available to everyone. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Lately, listeners and members have expressed some concern about funding for public broadcasting. We understand your concern. We're committed to providing great radio now and into the future. If you can, we invite you to help with a larger gift at a leadership level of $1,200 or more. To set up a leadership pledge, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Gifts, of course, of any amount are greatly appreciated. And we do appreciate all of your support. Can't do it without you. Professor Kathleen Dolan is our guest. And we're welcoming phone calls, too. So feel free, particularly now, to call in with comments you have about the presidential race, about the Iowa caucuses, about the state of America, all of that. It's politics. For all of you political geeks, 800-486-8655 is our on-air number, and we will take some of your phone calls now, 800-486-8655. Professor Dolan, I think a lot of people are bugged by this lack of any kind of action when it comes to Congress, when it comes to dealing with this really high unemployment rate, with when it comes to not dealing with creating jobs or figuring out how to help Americans. We're just in this quagmire, and I, for one, don't see things getting much better before the election. Do you? Is there any hope that people are going to govern?
No. No, I don't think there is. You know, I think we are in one of the most unfortunate times in our political system, which is when people have decided that actions have consequences that are too great to worry about in elections. You know, the Republicans have clearly decided that anything that they do that is positive helps the president. I mean, I think you can go back and say that they came to this a little early in the term. But it seems very clear that first of all, you have to acknowledge that, of course, with the split party control of the two chambers of Congress, it's always going to be challenging to govern because the two chambers have, you know, sort of different views and different opinions and different working conditions. But, you know, it does seem to be a very clear strategy that, that the Republicans, while perhaps not being seen as blatantly and publicly obstructionist, clearly want as little as possible to happen because anything positive helps the president. And they seem to be comfortable waiting until after to see what happens and get things done. The Democrats, you know, while they may wish for more governing, clearly have decided that using, you know, Republican recalcitrance as a campaign theme, you know, at least serves their narrative right now. So there probably is going to be very little that gets done. You know, attention will be taken with who the Republican nominee will be. Once the nominee is, you know, determined, then there'll be much more interaction, you know, sort of previewing the general election. But Congress probably won't do terribly much. You know, right now they're arguing about another continuing resolution to fund the government. And, you know, this morning you know, they were talking about the fact that extending the payroll tax that the Democrats would like, the tax holiday, excuse me, is going to come at the cost of, you know, a Republican plan to, you know, drill for oil in the United States. And so there are all sorts of things that we may hear about, but in the end, I think this will continue to be one of the sort of least productive sessions we've seen in many years.
Yeah. The president said a couple weeks ago that, by golly, they'd stay through Christmas to deal with the payroll tax.
Yeah.
They weren't going to go home. Will they deal with it in some way? Is there a way to deal with it? Or people's taxes are going to go up just at a time when they can least afford it.
Yeah, well, the Majority Leader, Harry Reid, in the Senate has said the same thing, that, you know, he'll try to keep them in session as long as he can to get this done. Now, you know, Speaker Boehner floated his new idea this morning about, you know, a sort of, you know, trade, a tit-for-tat. You know, we want this, you want that, we're going to have to work something out. And so the Republicans probably are going to try to see what kind of leverage they have, and maybe will say, okay, let's see if we can get this, you know, for it. That may be a governing strategy. You know, if you feel, if your side wants something done, well, then here's what our side wants in return.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it may be a much more sort of bargain-oriented, or, you know, you could say extortion-oriented form of governing. But I think the Democrats are very committed to doing something to extend the payroll tax holiday. I think it's just going to be a question of how badly do they want it, and what might the majority leader be willing to give?
Let's go to Jeremy in Minocqua. Our number is 800-486-8655 for your phone calls. Jeremy, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a couple comments that maybe, you know, I'd like to hear your guest's response on. I think that a good idea at this point would be to maybe have government, if they're going to get involved in anything, maybe work on raising the federal minimum wage. I mean, the minimum wage in America, nobody can really make a living on that anyway. And I think that, you know, companies have all this money that's being held hostage right now because they're afraid to invest. I think that if they use that money and invested in raising people's salaries and wages in America, the people that are working would be inclined to spend and invest back into those businesses. I mean, even before we got to the point where we're at right now, you know, with unemployment being so high, there was no middle class to begin with, because people, you either are making minimum wage or not enough, you know, money to support yourself, or you're in the upper class. And I'd just like to get your guest's response.
Okay, Professor Dolan.
Well, I would say that I think that, unfortunately, that idea is a complete non-starter. I mean, if you look back at the history of increasing the minimum wage in the United States, it's always a very pitched and heated battle. Democrats are always in favor of increasing the minimum wage. Republicans are always arguing that it hems in business owners, that it just increases costs to business, and it's something that they do very grudgingly. So I don't think that while it may make sense at the level of individuals who are working for minimum wage, I don't think that politically it's something that the Republicans would see as having an upside. Every argument they're making is about decreasing the cost on, you know, the people they're calling the job creators. You know, we can't possibly raise the marginal tax rate. We can't possibly put any burden on, you know, business owners. And so I think that they would see that same sort of thing working for any sort of increase in the minimum wage.
I read somewhere over the weekend, actually, and thought this would be a good show, that they did raise the minimum wage to over $10 in San Francisco recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are cities and states around the country that can do that. I think you could sort of, if you looked at Wisconsin, and if you looked, you know, we're here in Milwaukee. If you look back to the battle a couple of years ago over requiring employers to give paid sick leave to employees, I think you could probably get the same sense that that would not be
right.
Something that would have a lot of political legs in this climate, in this season. I could imagine Governor Walker would argue that would sort of, you know, run as an antithesis to all the pro-business climate initiatives he's trying to mount.
Professor Dolan, I look forward to speaking with you on many more occasions during this presidential year, a fellow political geek.
It's going to be fun.
It will be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Professor Kathleen Dolan, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Chrissy Pease, and today is One Day Tuesday. It is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin public radio, and we're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs you rely on.
And we need to meet this goal of this year-end pledge drive in just one day, a single day. Yikes. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're getting there with another...
Certainly. 86 pledges in the next, 15 minutes.
We'll stay on track this hour. Make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And make no mistake, raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we need to meet our goal faster. Everybody wins if we do, so make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy all the conversations we had just this hour with Abdur Chowdhury and Kathleen Dolan about political headlines and what's happening with the economy, including the payroll tax. We do, as you know, because you listen to us regularly, these kinds of shows in depth all the time. I don't think too many radio stations do it better. Please take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day, and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now. Your pledge at WPR.org helps keep the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs you rely on at WPR.org. And of course, you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue close to you. Look at the issues we've been covering this year, the state issues. We've been covering those in a big way. Literature. Nancy Pearl is a regular guest of ours. I heard her on Morning Edition this morning, as a matter of fact, and she's with us constantly. The books that we talk about, all of the healthcare issues and political issues and art and making your life more enjoyable. WPR touches your life in many ways. Please make a pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we all have this person in our life, that hard-to-shop-for person. How about this? A membership to WPR.
All you have to do, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Let us know who the gift is for. We'll send them a letter telling them they received a WPR gift membership from you.
It's a great way to support WPR and to get that holiday shopping out of the way without leaving your chair. Give the perfect gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hello, it's Garrison Keillor here with a message about an innovation that might be of interest to you, and that's sustaining membership. As a sustaining member, you'll have regular monthly deductions from your bank account sent directly to your public radio station. No fussing over checks, no reminders in the mail. You can stop anytime. And here's the best part, it can mean even less on-air fundraising like I'm doing right now. So consider becoming a sustaining member, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Please go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Chrissy Pease. Rhonda Fanning is here as well, asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. Thank you in advance for your gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving really couldn't be easier, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We just need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you like to pay it.
Save money, save time, use a credit card if you can, or better yet, sign up for this automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we really have so much to celebrate today. WPR has great programs, great listeners. We really love you guys. And we're having a special one-day-only pledge drive today. Join in the celebration. Support the programs you count on every day and make this one-day drive a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 82 pledges in the next
8 minutes.
All right. To meet this hour's goal, the hourly goals are important to make sure that we end One Day Tuesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is really all it takes. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR has a national reputation for quality and for substance. Your contributions in the past have made us reach the point we are right now, and your pledge today will take this kind of strength into the future.
Your dollars give Wisconsin Public Radio the means to keep that quality and substance you count on in our programs every day. Pledge your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be adding your voice to the nearly 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution of any amount joins other member contributions to make up more than one-third of our budget.
And we use that money to bring you great programs every day. So please make your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might spend more money than you realize during the course of a day. You get a cup of coffee, perhaps a lunch, a magazine, newspaper. It adds up to a lot of money over the course of a month.
And you also listen to WPR every day. It's just as important as those other daily things you enjoy. So spend some money on it.
Pledge your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join your neighbors and other listeners and Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping Pledge Drive short. Join the community in supporting One Day Tuesday. It's really an exciting kind of Pledge Drive, and it only works when you donate. It's also your chance to be entered in the drawing to win an iPad. Please make your tax-deductible donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's a way to look at it. A $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio is just a little over 30 cents a day. When you think about it, you probably spend a lot more than 30 cents a day on things that you value less than WPR.
And so spend a little right now, and you'll get a lot in return. Make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We still have 77 pledges to go to stay on track, and we're getting close to going into another hour. So please, your pledge pays for the programs you rely on, and it makes One Day Tuesday a success. Make your contribution right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I never heard that 30 cents a day thing. And
yeah, that's...
I mean, I probably lose that much out of falling out of my pocket. So why not give to WPR?
You have holes in your pocket?
I'm going in there to reach for stuff and things fall out.
Isn't that great when you find that 30 cents, even 50 cents? Well, I still pick up pennies all the
time. Kathleen, you know how many times I've lost my badge for the office.
Right.
So things fall out. So
yeah,
30 cents
yeah.
a day. Go to give it to WPR.
30
instead.
Cents a day. We like that. That's a theme for us. 30 cents a day. Your tax-deductible year-end gift will help pay for the programs, and it gets you entered in this iPad drawing. Don't forget that. Maybe you'll win that, which would be pretty nice. Donate now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you, everybody, for all of your pledges. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. Thanks.